Those of hand también.
So what did we discuss in our class last week? Yeah, it has a big influence on the consciousness. That's a very good. Any other points? Good. Anything else?
The influence of pure devotee makes all auspicious. And Narada Muni, when he goes there, when the ladies were covered and the reactor, we were discussing that a switch and master can go to any place and make everything.
Good.
Have a balanced view of life. Not
to
attach to
transgratification
or too much
renunciation.
Yeah.
That's relating about induced poverty, like one has to be very simple living, like you gave an example of Ambarish Prabhu, so how wealthy he is, but how is he living? So, practical way of how we look and how we use our wealth.
Material facilities.
Material.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Very good.
And even though Prabhupada was very wealthy, he was using his money particularly for Krishna consciousness only.
Yeah, he was a perfect sannyasi. Yeah. Okay, so tonight we'll finish the chapter, which means verses 29 to 43. And we'll hear about the prayers of Manigriva and Nalakovara. O Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are the supreme original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote, and you are beyond this material creation. Learned brahmanas know, on the basis of the Vedic statement, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, that you are everything and that this cosmic manifestation, in its gross and subtle aspects, is your form. So. Uddhava Bandhupur?
The two demigods, Nalakovara and Manigriva, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. Now they admitted that we should be delivered by the blessing of Narada Muni for all your therefore, you are the supreme mystic. Everything, past, present and future, is known to you. Your plan was made so nicely that although we stayed here as twin Arjuna trees, you have appeared as a small boy to deliver us. This was all your inconceivable arrangement. Because you are a supreme person, you can do everything.
So, any points there?
Krishna's releasing them to make Narada Muni's wish happen. But here they're saying that it's Krishna's wish. Everything is his.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good.
So I'm a little bit.
Is it confused? Yeah, we'll clarify that because that's the essential point in this verse. Any other points?
It was Narada's mercy that they could see everything, witness the pastimes of Krishna, and they were in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So they actually saw all the pastimes until now, whatever was happening. And they could witness like how Krishna is the supreme personality of God and how it was all by his divine will Krishna so easily delivered them. So now they are just offering prayers.
Yeah, that's good. So
is it with the association, just my clarifying my understanding, so by faction of association with devotee, liberated devotee, they are at least attaining a shantaras platform from nowhere in this material realm like a demigod son. Now they are in shantaras stage.
Yeah, maybe not shantaras, but they attain this stage of devotion. Not shantaras. Shantaras is a different thing.
So that's not shantaras.
It's not shantaras.
Shri Manipiva and Nalakora, they don't have to do anything with devotional service of Krishna, but just because of the request of Narada Muni, they got that chance. They can see how devotee, how Krishna works to satisfy his devotees.
Hmm. Yeah, it's good. So that's the point, which is here, that Krishna's mercy only comes when you receive the mercy of the devotee. It's very rare to get Krishna's mercy by itself. It's not impossible. You can also get, but it's very rare. So generally, a devotee will get the mercy of the Majjhima Adhikari. So the Majjhima Adhikari means the... Yeah, middle class devotee, the preachers, like that. So even Prabhupada himself, who is Uttama, Mahabhagavat, but he comes to the platform of Majjhima to preach. So you need to get the mercy of a Majjhima. Like Narada is Mahabhagavat, but he's acting like a Majjhima. He's always preaching. So this is how you get the mercy of Krishna, when you attract the mercy of the Majjhima Adhikari. So Krishna Chakravarti Thakur explains, he is bound by Mother Yashoda, but he is giving liberation. Another contradiction in Krishna's personality. That he is Mukunda. Mukunda means he gives you mukti, he liberates you. But yet he is agreeing to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So that is the contradiction which Krishna shows continuously in his pastimes. And the primary point here in this section is that if you do not get the mercy of the devotee, you can't get the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada na gati kutopi, nami, you will not get the mercy. So you always need the mercy of the devotee, that is the forerunner, generally. There are instances where Krishna can directly benedict you, but for us it's not going to happen. It's very rare. Generally speaking, you need to get the mercy of the devotee. So you have to act in such a way as to attract the mercy of the devotee. Because devotee acts like a Majjhima Adhikari. So if you are acting like an ignorant fool, then you will be treated as such. If you're acting like a submissive servant, then you'll be treated as such. You have to act in such a way as to attract the mercy of the devotees. If you don't act properly, you won't get the mercy of the devotees. The devotees will ignore you. They'll withdraw their mercy. They want to give their mercy, but they will not give it unless you act appropriately. So they have to see proper sadhacha or proper activity, behavior, and speech in your personality. Then they will be inclined to benedict you. If you're not acting properly, they won't benedict. The devotee has a benedicting consciousness or a benedicting nature. He will always be trying to give mercy, but you have to be the reciprocal. Or the
recipient
the mercy. You have to act in such a way that the devotee will want or will be allowed to benedict you. So that's on our behalf. So if you act properly, then the devotee will give the mercy. If the devotee gives the mercy, then Krishna will give. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur already said in the previous chapter, Krishna was not necessarily inclined to those two boys, because they had not done anything in particular to attract Krishna. But Narada said, Krishna will deliver you. So therefore, being bound by Narada's benediction, then Krishna comes and he gives mercy to them. So this is the way. The devotee has to be inclined. And we all experience that. I've experienced it very profoundly over the years. That just a glance. I remember one time, one of the gurus in ISKCON, I was sitting in Govardhan Hill by myself, very remote section, no one was around, just chanting japa. And then he walked past with some disciples and he looked, and he was pleased because he could see I was chanting, making some endeavor to come to Krishna in front of Giriraj. And just by his glance, it changed my spiritual life. Things happened it was just that glance and that smile that changed. On several occasions that's happened. And also I've had exactly the opposite, where a devotee, a very advanced, a guru, has looked at me with displeasure, and that's also changed things. So it depends on our consciousness. If we act properly, then you will receive the mercy. If you don't act properly, then a devotee always wants to give mercy, but you have to act appropriately. So, any points?
Is there any deeper pastime or thing? How come, because of Narada Muni, Krishna's fulfilled desire, and but these two people have built into integration, is this something they've done in the past life or anything deeper?
Not mentioned. I mean, maybe there is, but it's not mentioned. I haven't read it or heard. I've never heard.
It's like a jackpot, isn't it? They're enjoying it, they got closed, and they
were. Yes.
They're so lucky, only 180-something thousand years.
Any other points?
I was just wondering if somebody gets the mercy of the Mani Madhikari that is not initiated, will they still get the mercy of Krishna?
Yes. Yes. Maybe. Maybe. Any other points? Not that easy, it's terrible. Imagine being in a tree body and not and having consciousness for 100,000 years. You couldn't imagine anything more difficult. Even though they don't do anything, it's bad enough. You can be in the middle of a forest with no one around, but just being in a tree's body and being conscious that you're in a tree's body, having the consciousness you have now, I mean, stuck in a tree's body. Remember when you hurt your knee, that was bad enough, right? How much suffering that was. So imagine if you're in the tree's body and you couldn't do anything, or you're paralyzed. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes a devotee goes into a coma. There's one devotee now in Melbourne, right? She's been in like a coma for...
More than 2 years.
I imagine that. And she may be conscious of what's going on around her. So that's the worst position you can be in. So, any other point?
Well, we see this in the point you're mentioning that we get the mercy of the devotees. Because one boy is admitted in the hospital since last full week and he's really sick. And day before yesterday, they sent an email to request the devotee for the prayers. And one day was saying there was a big was difference, even the doctors are surprised. Like, why it happened, like the condition starts improving.
Who is that?
Harish.
That's a 4-year-old boy, son of a devotee here. His name is Ajay Prabhu.
Which Ajay?
I don't know how to say which Ajay. Yeah.
He lives in Portland.
He lives in Portland.
And Mataji is saying that from yesterday, such a vast improvement he
noticed
in the doctor's surprise. Like, why
it doesn't so quickly? Because the boy was starting to pray. It's up to Krishna. Everything's up to Krishna. Krishna wants to shut you down, you shut down. If he wants to wake you up, you wake up. The body's just a temporary thing. So it's up to Krishna. He can do whatever he wants with the body. The body's just a temporary thing. Jayapataka Swami should not even be able to operate. But he's still traveling and preaching and all those things. So it's completely up to Krishna how he wants to treat. So, any other point?
These two boys were benedicted by Naraji so that they won't forget the past. But what about other trees?
The other trees? Yeah. They forget. But these two trees?
So it means if they have got no consciousness, they won't even knowing it. The other trees, they won't even knowing what is happening to them.
The other trees are not even talking to them.
Sorry?
The other trees do not even talk to them. I don't know. Any other point?
No, actually, around the same point, around this, I mean, the question probably, because I had an impression and understanding that all the plants, the trees, leaves in Govardhan, in Vrindavan, are experiencing Shantaras because it's because of Krishna they have come down as well. So it's quite contradicting, also, or I'm not able to understand exactly. And also, no, yes.
When Krishna comes to this world, then you have, there's like a mixture of the material energy and the spiritual energy.
Okay.
When he's in Goloka, that's a different thing. Everything's conscious, that's different. Down here, there are sadhakas coming through. So sometimes it says the sages take birth as trees and different
okay.
things. So it's a little bit different. They may all be conscious, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Any other point?
They may be Kripasita, the two sons of Narakumira, because they got Kripa from Narani, like Ajamila also. Ajamila hasn't done any pious activity. Did he got some mercy?
Yeah.
Like
Kripa said. Yeah, quite that. Someone else said something?
See, I was just wondering, you see, how the road was always 2 fingers short. So one reason is that it was endeavor. The other is the mercy of the Lord.
Yeah.
But can it be some other reason as if, you know, Lord Krishna wanted to go outside? So he wanted a bigger road.
It's not mentioned. It's not mentioned.
I was just wondering if you guys had to go outside to the tree.
Yeah, it's not mentioned like that. Okay. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything. The body, life, ego, and senses of every living entity are your own self. You are the Supreme Person, Vishnu, the imperishable controller. You are the time factor, the immediate cause, and you are material nature, consisting of the three modes of passion, goodness, and ignorance. You are the original cause of this material manifestation. You are the Supersoul, and therefore you know everything within the core of the heart of every living entity. So, this verse is speaking about the bondage of the living entity. If you want to be separate from Krishna, Krishna will bind you up. If you want to be liberated, Krishna will release you. So it is your choice, that is all. One person said to Prabhupada, 1972, in Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, and he said, "Why is Maya so strong?" And what did Prabhupada say?
We are not
sincere. Yeah, Maya is not strong. You are not sincere. So that's the point. Maya is not strong, but we are not sincere. So therefore, we are in Maya. So therefore, it is being said here, this is what binds us in the material world. This verse describes your bondage. You don't want to be with Krishna, so Krishna will bind you up. He will keep you away from him. If you want to be with Krishna, then Krishna will liberate you. He will release. He will order Maya, let go. But if you don't want, then you will stay. Just like the guru, he said to the disciple, "You have to let go of the material energy." And the disciple said, "No, it is not possible. It's too difficult to let go." So the next morning, the disciple came out of the ashram. The guru was holding the tree. And the guru said to the tree, "Let go, let go." And the disciple said to the guru, "You just let go of the tree." And he said, "No, the tree will not let me go." The tree is holding me. He said, no, you are holding the tree. He said, no. So he's making the point, we are holding on to Maya. Maya is not holding on to us. You want to be in Maya. Therefore, Maya facilitates. You want to forget Krishna? Maya arranges. If you want to remember Krishna, then Krishna will order Maya and she will release you. That's your choice. So therefore, we are known as Tathashta. Tathashta means we can be in Maya, we can be in Devi Prakriti. The choice is us and how sincere we are. If you're sincere, then you can be with Krishna right now. Prabhupada said it takes one moment to become Krishna conscious. But when will that moment come? That is your choice. If you want to be Krishna conscious, there's nothing stopping you. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, nothing material can stop you advancing. It's only because we allow things to stop us. Material energy can make it difficult, but it can't stop us from going back to Krishna. Any points? Okay. O Lord, you exist before the creation, therefore, who, trapped by a body of material qualities in this material world, can understand you? So, Sharada Rata, you like to read them?
And it is said, Atah Sri Krishna Mahadi Mahabhavesh Vrayam Indriya Seva Mukhenti Vyadu Atram Eva Sutiyada. Krishna's name, attributes, form, and absolute truth existing before the creation. Therefore, how can those who are created, that is, those entrapped in body, created of material elements, understand Krishna perfectly? This is not possible. But seven Mukherjee Vyadu, Swam Eva Spurti Adha. Krishna reveals himself to those engaged in devotional service. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:58 by the Lord himself, Bhaktya Amam Kavijanati. Even the description of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam are sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent men and poor product knowledge. Therefore, the best course by which to know him is to engage oneself in pure devotional activities. The more one advances in devotional activities, the more one can understand him as he is. If from the material platform one could understand Krishna, then since Krishna is everything, sarvam kalva idam brahma, one could understand Krishna by seeing anything within this material world, but that is not possible.
Okay. So what points are there?
Well, the point is that you can know Krishna only when he reveals to you. You cannot know by otherwise.
Through service.
Good. Anything else? So to realize Krishna requires purification. If your consciousness is not purified, you cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, it requires that the devotee transcends the modes of material nature. You have to perform bhakti on the platform of Shuddha Sattva. Kapila Dev explains in the third canto that bhakti can be performed under the influence of the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion and the mode of goodness, and also the mode of pure goodness. So if you're performing devotional service in the mode of ignorance, you can't realize Krishna. If you perform devotional service in the mode of passion, you can't realize Krishna. You have some partial realization, but actually, when devotional service is performed in the mode of goodness, that's when Krishna becomes much closer. That's when you become purified much more quickly. But that leads to pure goodness. Prabhupada says it is like a springboard. Therefore, you have to practice devotional service in the mode of goodness. Now, that is difficult in this day and age because our material lives are not the material world at this point in time is not conducive to devotional service. Actually, Prabhupada points out that the rural life, which people lived previously, like we hear about in the fifth chapter of the 10th canto, the devotees in Nandagram, that is conducive for Krishna consciousness. The modern life is not conducive. The way we live now, it's not conducive. Devotees struggle to even finish their rounds. You're supposed to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, not finished till 7. It's ridiculous. That's not... Never in history was it like this. And then you're supposed to work 6 days a week instead of 5 days a week. And it just becomes more... And it's not conducive to bhakti. Half the time you're so tired, you're just trying to chat your rounds. You know, your last round takes 25 minutes. Yeah, it's 12 o'clock at night and you're against the wall and you're laying out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Krishna. Hare, 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 Ram. Sometimes the last round takes, you know. So it's not conducive for bhakti. So it's very difficult for devotees in this day and age. So you have to make advance, you really have to situate yourself in the mode of goodness, which is very difficult because the world is not allowing us to do that easily now. And the only other way you can do it, you have to completely transcend. You have to transcend the bodily concept of life. As Prabhupada says, bhakti has to be performed in the mode of pure goodness, which means it has to be beyond goodness, passion, and ignorance. Krishna points this out in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. That bhakti must be transcendental to the three modes of material nature to really take effect. So either you become very serious and very advanced and transcend the modes, or you make your life conducive for the mode of goodness where it's easy to progress in spiritual life. So Prabhupada said, we have to preach Krishna consciousness, because when you preach, then Krishna gives you special mercy. He gives you special benediction and special allowance. So then it's difficult for you to make advancement because you're preaching, then Krishna will assist you more rapidly. So even in this modern world, in this modern lifestyle, you can still make rapid advancement just by preaching a little bit. Any points? Okay. O Lord, whose glories are covered by your own energy, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sankarsana, the origin of creation, and you are Vasudeva, the origin of the Chaturvyuha. Because you are everything and are therefore the Supreme Brahman, we simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Joy Jagannath.
Instead of trying to understand Krishna in detail, it is better to offer our respectful obeisances unto him, for he is the origin of everything, and he is everything. Because you are covered by the material modes of nature, he is very difficult for us to understand unless he reveals himself to us. And therefore it is better for us to acknowledge that he is everything and offer obeisances unto his lotus feet.
So any points there?
Krishna is covered by, you know, his energy. He does not keep himself unless the devotee wants to see.
Yeah, and only by bhakti. So, any other point?
I think if you have humility and bow at his feet, it's better than just trying to understand him with your intellect. You really do have to have that humble love and humility.
Yeah, yeah. The Bhagavatam is saying that Krishna is not understandable. Don't try to understand Krishna, but just try to
love Krishna.
Yeah, ultimately love Krishna. Offer your respects to him. Mamana Bhavama Bhakto Madhyaji
Namaskuru.
Mam Namaskuru. What is Namaskuru? Yeah, offer obeisances. Yeah? Namaskar. Namaskuru. Madhyaji means
worship.
Worship. Do. Seva. Worship. Deity worship. Prabhupada said we should all aspire to become second initiated, so then you can go and directly worship the deity, Krishna. All these deities that were installed by Prabhupada himself. There's a holy tier to this place. You can go onto the altar and directly worship the deity, or do services directly for the deity. That's my yaji. Mamana means think of Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So the nine items of bhakti are in these four. Majaji, Mandamaskuru. Bhava Madbhakto. Madbhakta means Atma Nivedanam. Shanta Sakya. Atma Nivedanam. These items are within that. Madbhakta, become my devotee. So it's what Krishna, that is the process. Don't try to understand him completely. Of course we try to, that's what we're doing right now. We're trying to understand Krishna. There's a limit to it. How do you understand him? Who is achintya? He's full of achintya shakti, inconceivable potency. No one can understand him fully. Lord Brahma tried to understand him, and he got so bewildered that when he came before Krishna, he was shaking. He said, "What have I done?" Arjuna tried to understand him. He said, "Show me everything." But Krishna said, "Okay. How do you like it?" And Arjuna said, "Stop. It's too much. How can we understand him?" So generally, we don't need to understand him fully. I mean, we try to understand him, but fully, that's not possible. So just worship him. Just become his devotee. Just become his friend. Hare Krishna.
I think I read somewhere that he doesn't understand even himself.
Yeah, it says that in the prayers of the personified Vedas at the end of this canto. It said that when he understands himself, then he understands he's even greater. And when he understands that, then he understands I'm even greater. And then he understands. So it's just like eternally going on. He understands how powerful he is, and then he understands, no, I'm more powerful. So it's just eternal. So Prabhupada said, it's not correct to say he can't understand himself, but when he does understand himself, he just realizes he's more powerful. Hare Krishna. Any other points? You're welcome. Please come again. Any other point?
The first step in sadhana bhakti is to theoretically accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only then you can advance and come to bhava or prema bhakti.
Anything else?
I was just thinking that when we try to understand him exactly, that first he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all causes, the basic things we know. But I think when we try to understand him, we should be trying to understand how to please him, what he likes, how to make him happy.
Yeah. That's more important.
Yeah. Maybe that's enough for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is enough. Yeah. That's good. Anything else? Appearing in bodies like those of an ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform, extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. So, Sri Chaitanya.
As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.78, Yada Yada Hi Dharmashya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhidhanam Adharmashya Tadatmanam Chitamiham Paritranaya Sadhukam Vinasaya Chaturskritam Dharma Samstha Anathaya Sambhavami Yuga Yuga. Krishna appears as an incarnation when real spiritual life declines and when rogues and thieves increase to disturb the situation of the world. Unfortunately, less intelligent persons, bereft of devotional service, cannot understand the Lord's activities, and therefore such persons describe these activities as kalpana or mythology. or imagination. Because they are rascals and the lowest of men, namam duskritino mudha prapatyante narathma. Such men cannot understand that the events described by Vyasadeva in the Puranas and other Shastras are not fictitious or imaginary but factual. Krishna, in his full unlimited potency, he assures that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For although the two trees were so large and sturdy that even many elephants could not move them, Krishna as a child exhibited such extraordinary strength that they fell down with a great sound. From the very beginning, by killing Putna, Sapatasura and Trinavata, by causing the trees to fall and by showing the entire universe within his mouth, Krishna proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The lowest of men, Murhas, because of sinful activities, cannot understand this, but devotees can accept it without a doubt. Thus, the position of a devotee is different from that of a non-devotee.
What are the points there?
Faith is the basis of love. So, the first step is Shraddha. One has to have faith in Lord, and that develops into love, prema. So when that culminates into love, then one does not have to know whether Krishna is supreme or not. It's out of love that he accepts that fact.
Good.
The men of small intelligence are very less intelligent. They worship the demi gods. Otherwise, the intelligence, jante hi sumedas, the intelligence they take up.
Anything else?
You can see if he got a such big Christ alone, but nothing happened to Krishna.
It is very difficult to understand Krishna with less intelligence as well as high intelligence. Because if the person is too much in intellectual thinking, he is thinking himself as a very intelligent person, he cannot understand as well. Scientists and all this. For them also it is very difficult. They are not convinced that Krishna is Supreme Personality.
Krishna will be revealed as how we perceive him. So that is the basic difference of 7 to 4 between a devotee's view as opposed to a non-devotee's vision of Krishna, basically.
Same point, sort of, the devotee can read these things and know they're true, they're not just fiction, they're not just a story made up, just know it's true. But a non-devotee can't think of a baby lifting the Vedan hill on his finger or lifting these trees and even accept the fact that it's true.
Yeah, so it requires Shraddha to accept Krishna. Where does Shraddha come from?
It's from the pious activities. Ajnana Sukriti, exactly. Step zero.
It comes from Ajnana Sukriti. Because we say bhakti begins with Shraddha. It goes from Shraddha to Prema, 9 levels. But before Shraddha, in Harinam Chintamani, Haridas Thakur says, it comes from Ajnana Sukriti. Ajnana Sukriti, Haridas Thakur explains, after many lifetimes performing heaps and heaps of unknown devotional activities, then you get Shraddha or faith in Krishna. So an example is, say 200 years ago you're born in India. And in India it says in the Shastra that if you dig wells or plant trees along the sides of the roads, or some of these kind of pious activities, you can make advancement. You get pious, you get Sukriti. So then you dug the well, and then over time, that well can still be there right now, 200 years ago, but over the last 3 or 4 lifetimes, people have been coming to that well, devotees have been coming to that well, and they've been quenching their thirst while they're on their pilgrimage on the way to Vrindavan or something. And then you make advancement. That's Ajnana Sukriti. So unknowingly, you're making advancement. or the common example in the modern age, then so every day at Crossways, you see all those people come in, they don't know it's prasad. They just come in, they're sitting there eating the chickpea sabji, and they think, oh, this is nice. So, just by that thought, this is nice, and by taking that prasad, agyata means unknowingly, they're becoming purified in consciousness. Or, Srila Prabhupada was on Rath Yatra here in Melbourne. He was going down the street, and he looked up, one of the devotees, Madhudhuizabhu, pointed up. So up on the high-rise building, there were some men cleaning the windows. So all the devotees were chanting along the street during Rath Yatra, and they were up there on the platform cleaning the windows, and they were all going like that. So then Madhudhuizabhu, he looked and he said to Prabhupada, he said, look, and then Prabhupada looked and Prabhupada smiled. Right? So they were imitating the devotees and chanting, Hari, 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 like that. And then they, agyata sukriti, they didn't know, but they made advancement. By Prabhupada's glance, by chanting the holy name, by seeing Jagannath. So people don't know all these things. Even Prabhupada says, someone sees the Rath Yatra once in his life. He goes to St. Kilda Festival. And Rath Yatra goes, and you know, the people are up on that bridge. Jagannath comes and they see Jagannath, right? So Prabhupada says when they die, their life flashes before their eyes and it goes and then it stops right there on Jagannath. And then that stays in their consciousness. And at the time of death, then they go to their next body. Examples are there. I've given examples in the past. You know, where people are, and even I heard one recently, someone was telling me, some parent of the devotee, not favorable. But then at the time of death, they were thinking of the devotees, you know, thinking of things related to Krishna. That is the potency. So we just keep distributing prasadam, distributing books, distributing the holy name. And by this unknown activity, they develop faith in Krishna. And they remember Krishna at the time of death. So, any other point?
Can it be from the
so yeah, can be any devotional activity. O supremely auspicious, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you, who are the supreme good, O most famous descendant and controller of the Yadu dynasty, O son of Vasudeva. O most peaceful, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. Lila Mai.
The word Parama Kalyana is significant because Krishna, in any of his incarnations, appears in order to protect the sadhus. Paritranaya sadhunam. The sadhu, saintly persons or devotees, are always harassed by non-devotees. And Krishna appears in his incarnations to give them relief. This is his first concern. If we study the history of Krishna's life, we shall find that for most of his life, he predominantly engaged in killing demons one after another.
Jai. So what are the points there?
How did he know that he is the son of Vasudeva?
Maybe he heard from someone. Maybe he understood. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not around when all these things happen, so I don't know. It's a good question. You're very perceptive. But yeah, I don't know. So
it was told when he killed Kamsa, basically, and that his grandfather and parents have been in jail and Ugrasen and Vasudeva out there.
Yeah, but how did Nalo Kuvara and Manigriva know? So I don't know what the answer is. But it is said that Krishna is supremely auspicious. What does it mean he is supremely auspicious?
Nothing more auspicious than him.
It means that anything that Krishna does, everyone gets benefit. So if Krishna deals with a devotee, they get the supreme benefit. And what is the supreme benefit?
Bhakti.
What is the most beneficial thing?
Bhakti.
Even more than bhakti. Even more. Even more. Prema. Prema Pumata Maha. What is the most beneficial thing? Love for Krishna. Hands up if you have love for Krishna. One person has.
Sorry. You don't?
Yeah.
Am I in the wrong room?
Yeah, she's actually more advanced than all of you. Why? Because if you have love for Krishna, that is the goal. Now, women are actually more simple than men. Men are over complicated. Prabhupada says this in the Krishna book. The gopis, they just love Krishna. The men always say, oh, is Krishna God? Can he be blue? Can he become a tortoise? Men overcomplicate everything. Therefore, that impedes your bhakti. But the women just naturally, they have simplicity. So everyone has to develop this simplicity towards Krishna. The goal is love for Krishna. Not who gets the highest score on the exam. That doesn't impress Krishna. Who has the love for Krishna, that is what is impressive. So it is said here that Krishna is all auspicious. Most auspicious for the devotee because he gives the devotee prema. But for the non-devotee, he's also auspicious because he purifies them. Right? And they merge into his Brahman effulgence. He gives Sayuja Mukti, so it is auspicious for them. He destroys their karma. But for the devotee, it is much more auspicious. Krishna is supremely auspicious for the devotee. O Supreme Form, we are always servants of your servants, especially of Narada Muni. Now give us permission to leave for our home. It is by the grace and mercy of Narada Muni that we have been able to see you face to face. So, Sri Krishna Chandra.
Unless delivered or blessed by a devotee, one cannot realize that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Manishina Sahasrasleshu, Kashchidyapi Siddhayi. Apart from this verse of Bhagavad Gita 7.3, there are so many siddhas or yogis who cannot understand Krishna. Instead, they misunderstand him. But if one takes the shelter of the devotee, descending from the parampara system of Narada, Svayambhu Narada Shambhu, one can then understand who is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, many pseudo-incarnations are realized simply for having exhibited some magical performances. But except for persons who are servants of Narada and other servants of Krishna, no one can understand who is God and who is not. This is confirmed by Narada Das Thakur. Shariya, Vaishna, Seva, Ishchara, Paiche, Keva. No one is delivered from the material conception of life unless favored by a Vaishnava. Others can never understand neither by speculation nor by any other bodily or mental gymnastics.
So what are the points there?
One can understand the Lord only if he comes and gets connected to a bona fide sampradaya. So that's when he hears from a bona fide source and starts realizing the God and sees as he is.
Yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada says that, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, unless one is delivered or blessed by a devotee, one cannot attain Krishna. So delivered means you do not desire to be delivered, but the devotee still benedicts you. So Manigriva, Nalakavara, they did not desire to go back to Krishna. That was not their desire. But Nara delivered them. And then some devotees, they become blessed by the devotee because they want to go back to Krishna, but it is beyond our capacity to get to Krishna. I feel like that as a devotee. I want to go to Krishna. A part of me wants to go to Krishna, not strongly enough. I have so many competing anartas and desires, but we want to go to Krishna, but it is beyond our ability to go to Krishna. So therefore, the devotee will bless you that you will attain Krishna. And by that devotee's blessings, then you will attain Krishna. So Prabhupada blessed everyone in ISKCON. He said, if you chant 16 rounds a day and follow the four regulative principles, Prabhupada said, I will take you back to Godhead. So you have to pay the price. And in Kali Yuga, that's not easy. On the way here, I drove from the farm to Melbourne today. And I was speaking to one of my friends. Very, very, very good friend. One of my best friends in this universe. And his wife, at the moment, she's struggling. She's not chanting her rounds. And she's even going away from Krishna consciousness. So, and we were discussing together, because it's very difficult for him if the wife or the husband stops practicing. Very, very big challenge. So for him, it's a huge challenge. So we were discussing together just before I was driving here. And we said, it's not easy for people in Kali Yuga to do what we do, 16 rounds, four regular principles. That's not easy. But this is like the minimum bar that is set. You have to at least get to that standard if you want to go back to Krishna. Most people can't even do it. People find it difficult to chant 16 rounds. Even devotees who chant 16 rounds, half the time they do it while they're on the clicker watching the television. While watching the Australian Open. I know devotees that sit there watching the tennis. They say, hey, Krishna, Krishna, so it's not, you know, it's not, that's not very. So if you want to go back to Godhead, you have to come to at least the minimum standard. So it means you have to sacrifice for Krishna. Minimum standard means, Prabhupada said, 16, what sort of rounds?
Attentive.
Just like when you're in the Bhakti Vedanta course, you have to be attentive, not like a kid. He's always distracted by everything around him, constantly. If you want to go back to Krishna, Prabhupada said 16 attentive rounds. Well, sometimes devotees say 16 rounds. Prabhupada didn't say that. He said attentively. There's letters that Prabhupada wrote to the whole of ISKCON. Several times Prabhupada did this. He wrote a letter, he said the whole of ISKCON. He said send it to all the devotees. And Prabhupada said 16, you see the letter, it used to be down here. Is it still in the deity room? Is it on the wall? It used to be there. And if you go just inside on the door, it used to be on the wall. And Prabhupada says in that letter, he says 16 attentive rounds. It's a handwritten letter. And I think 1966. He said, everyone in this con must chant attentively. Otherwise you don't go back to Krishna. That is the system. So all of us have to come up to the minimum level. The Prabhupada said, if you do that, then by his blessings we'll go back to Krishna. Because probably that won't be enough for us to go back to Krishna. Even if we do all that minimal stuff, we probably won't become fully Krishna conscious or develop prema. Now, what does prema mean? Love for Krishna. You may not develop prema. But if Prabhupada bless you, he said, okay, you came close enough, 70%, he said that one time, then he will take you back to Godhead. But you have to get to 70%, not 69%. Any points?
All along, since they were released from the trees, I've been thinking, just standing there as trees, how did they get all this knowledge? And this answers how, this purport here. Because we're being told that Narada Muni gave them his benediction, and that gave them knowledge as well. Not just release, gave them knowledge.
Yeah, Krishna says that in the Gita, Tesham Satata Yuktana. If you do devotional service, it appears in your heart. Even sometimes I give class. You know, I'm giving class, I'm saying things. And, you know, when you're giving class, you're listening to yourself. Yeah, everyone's listening, but the person who listens the most is you, because you're the one saying it. Sometimes I say things, and I say, where is it coming from? Krishna's giving you the intelligence. He says, Buddhi Yogam Tam. It gives you like the intelligence to say, and sometimes I think, oh wow, it's like, just comes. Krishna gives you a particular point which you heard 20 years ago in some class, and suddenly it just appears there in your mind. Then you can speak that to the devotees. So when you're sincere, then Krishna gives you the intelligence how to come to him. He gives you the ability. Krishna tells them to go back. He says, go back there and then.
Okay.
Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are none different from you. Mm. So Prabhupada points out in the purport, and bhakti must be performed anukuyena. What does anukul mean?
Favorably.
Favorably, yeah. So the two things which are necessary. This is pointed out by Jiva Goswami, by Rupa Goswami. Devotional service must have two characteristics. What are the two characteristics? It has to be favorable, and it has to be pleasing. Yeah. So that means anukul. Anukul means you have to have the right attitude towards Krishna. But it must be anushilana. Anushilana means you must be following the devotees. You can't just make it up. I want to do devotional service like this. Or I want to do it like that. No, you have to learn. And Koma Prabhu, he points this out, because he is known as in ISKCON as being a famous Hare Krishna chef. So he always says, don't speculate. When you cook for Krishna, don't speculate. He said, that's why I wrote all these cookbooks, so you know what to cook. Right, Jamuna Devi wrote the cookbook, right? All those recipes, most of them she cooked for Prabhupada himself. Korn Prabhu wrote these recipes. These are research recipes. They're bona fide recipes. Don't speculate. Don't just make up whatever you want and offer that. How do you know Krishna likes it? How do you know Krishna likes your cooking? How do you know? You have to see what the devotees say. Yeah? If the devotees come to you and say, that was nice khichdi, then you know it's good khichdi. Not some speculation thing. Sometimes my god brothers, god sisters, they used to cook something for my guru. And my spiritual master would say, I'm not your guinea pig. Right? He'd say, don't experiment on me. He'd say, you go and experiment. When you know how to do it, then you come and cook for me. I remember I was sitting there one time with him. I think he was in Paris. And some devotee, and he said to my god sister, he said, what are you going to cook for me on the plane? He's flying the next day. So she said, oh, I think I'll cook this. He said, have you cooked it before? She said, no, I haven't cooked it before. He said, don't speculate. You know, don't test on me. If you don't know how to cook it, don't worry. Cook something you know. If you know how to cook, then you cook it for great. You don't need to walk in the kitchen and cook something for the deities. Right? You need to be trained. And the standards aren't up to what they used to be. When I joined the standards, the cooking was much better than it is now. Half the devotees can't even cook now. Half the devotees can't even cook now. Some devotees can cook, but a lot of them can't cook. You know, there's a lot of things that go on, that come out of the kitchen. It's getting a bit better now, but, you know, for a few years. And what they put in, you know, all the chili and everything. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita about chili? Too spicy means food in the motive. Passion. And how sometimes, I mean, the prasadam that comes out, it's just, it's not. Krishna, it's interesting because Krishna himself doesn't eat like that. Have you been to Jagannath Puri? Yes. What? Have you ever had something where you put in your mouth and you go, like that? That doesn't happen. So if Krishna was eating like that, all the prasad in Jagannath Puri would be like that. Right? Mm-hmm. Prabhupada cooked for the devotees. You know, I've met devotees who personally ate what Prabhupada cooked. I've never heard one devotee say that when they put it in their mouth it was hot. Like that. So where did this come from? It's not coming from Krishna. It's not coming from Krishna. It's not coming from Prabhupada. So where's it coming from? Right? The mode of passion. That's where it's coming from. And the mode of passion leads to distress. Krishna says in the Gita, it destroys your lining of your stomach. Right? And you have digestive problems. Or you're too passionate. That, so it's not both ways. So we need to learn. There's a system. Right? And Kauman Prabhu, he always says, follow the recipes. Follow the recipes. Kauman Prabhu cooked for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said he ate the cookie. He said, this boy is following the four regular principles very nicely. When he tasted the prasad, he's following very nicely. Gave him like some benediction. So don't speculate, that's the point. Shukadev Goswami continued, the two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all and was certainly Gokuleshwara, the master of Gokul, he was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis. And therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kavera the following words. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the great saint Narad Muni is very merciful. By his curse, he showed the greatest favor to both of you, who were mad after material opulence and who had thus become blind. Although you fell from the higher planet Swargaloka and became trees, you were most favored by him. I knew all of these incidents from the very beginning. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. O Nalakovara and Manigriva, now you may both return home, since you desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service. Your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled. And now you will never fall from that platform. Shukadev Goswami said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having spoken to the two demigods in this way, they circumambulated the Lord, who was bound to the wooden mortar, and offered obeisances to him. After taking the permission of Lord Krishna, they returned to their respective homes. Srila Prabhupada ki. So tomorrow night the class will also be up here.